5, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Michelle.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to control the content, stuff you find on the web. You can share with our other listeners. You just submit it as show prep to our site. Then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike what you suggested. Or you can vote on things, too. You can do all of those things, all for free, over at freetalklive.com. The most liked, make it to the front page and the top of the website. See what I mean? Get interactive at freetalklive.com. So according to CBSNews.com, there's a brand new study that's been published in the Journal of Pediatrics that apparently suggests, well, I guess it's not that brand new, this is from last year, but suggests that kids, new to us, suggests that kids who are spanked more than twice a month as three-year-olds were much more likely to become aggressive five-year-olds than kids who weren't disciplined in that way. And this makes total sense to me. I have long been against the idea of spanking children. Let me give you more details here, and then we'll turn to the lady
the
in the
expert.
Room who has three kids, and we'll see what she has to say. This study conducted by Tulane University asked mothers how often they'd spanked their three-year-old in the previous month. Nearly half, 46%, said they had not spanked them. 28% said they'd spanked their three-year-old once or twice within the last month, and 26% said they'd spanked their child more than twice. So while almost half the moms said they never spanked their child, more than half admitted to spanking at least once or twice. Researchers determined that three-year-old children who were spanked two or more times in the previous month had a 50% increased chance of being aggressive when they turned five. Parenting expert Cooper Lawrence said on the early show that the study controlled for alcoholic, depressed, or aggressive moms. The study, she says, is important because it found moms that had nothing else going on but spanking caused aggressive children. So they're suggesting that these weren't like really aggressive moms that they were dealing with, or parents that were otherwise crazy.
Right. They were they excluded drug addicts and all kinds of other folks from the test or the study.
Sure enough, according to Lawrence, she said by the time the children in the study turned five, they were aggressive. They were bullies. They were bullying siblings, bullying fellow students. However, Lawrence pointed out, so if you have a child, yes, you are encouraging their aggressive tendencies by spanking. But if you have a child that's aggressive, they're going to be aggressive. Lawrence, who hosts a radio show, said she received feedback from listeners akin to this idea. A school psychologist called and said some kids are just aggressive, and she knows kids that were not hit as children that she's known for 20 years, and she said they're just aggressive children. And that's the important part of the study. There are certain children that are born with aggressive tendencies.
Well, I can tell you right now that I think this study is ludicrous. It's stupid. You would have, that's fine that women who are drug addicts, et cetera, have been taken out, but is there a television in the home? What are these kids fed? Do the parents practice redirection when their kids, when the kids are doing something that, they ought not to be, maybe, or something? So I don't think that you have a proper baseline or
you make a good point, because obviously all these kids aren't coming from the same home, and so it's not really a scientifically accurate study.
Most of the studies on spanking I've seen aren't. What I think this is a study on is not spanking so much as excessive spanking. I've never taken the position on this show that I think that
they're talking about one or two spanks here.
Per month.
Okay.
I think I spanked my three children, who are now 15, 17, and 19, total, between the three of them, maybe 10 times ever.
Okay.
Like, between the three. So that'd be three and a third times per child over 15 years.
It's the 80-20 rule. You know that one of those children got most of those spankings.
Yeah.
So, I'm just doing a little mining there for information.
Spanking's for lazy people. When I spanked my kids, it was because I was lazy.
I agree with that.
I think that they're, you know, I'm not prepared to say that I know that all the solutions to all the problems. And I think that I've heard people that I consider to be, you know, smart and educated and good at this talk about instances where they've spanked their kids, and I'm talking about like one or two times they've used the punishment as an extreme. It's the nuclear option. I'm still not going to say we've never spanked my son Jack.
That's good.
We're going to try to do all the things that we talk about here. We do the
to be creative
redirection, all those
right.
kind of things.
Redirection is
taking
huge.
Away privileges.
Yes, and maintaining continuity with your rules. A lot of people don't want to have, you know, they say that this is okay this time, but it's not okay another time, and kids don't understand that, you know.
And another one I like is the reward system for good behavior, and
yes.
encouraging good behavior
yeah.
with, you know, an ice cream or something like that, some sort of something they really like that
a hug
get.
And a kiss and a lovey, you know, an attaboy. My kid Faisal loves attaboys. Just saying that attaboy is like, whew.
And he's 15.
He's 15.
Well, I mean, the whole human race operates that way. I mean, they, you know, many of them, you know, like to be, you know, praised for their behavior.
In fact, they actually do give some of those very same suggestions here in this article. But there's one statement here that I really agree with. If a child is getting hit, you're really teaching the child that hitting or acting out or being aggressive is okay, she said. Another theory is that the more frequently children are hit, the more stress they're feeling, which can impact brain development, emotional development, and can impact behavior. And I firmly believe what the first statement, that if you're using violence, that teaches your kids.
Perpetuates violence.
It perpetuates violence, and it teaches your kids that violence solves problems. If you've got a problem, well, just get violent. And that's what mommy does. That's what daddy does. So you should do that, too. And I think that's very negative.
Well, I think that the poison is in the dose. And I think that if you're using spanking on a regular basis in order to solve your parenting problems, you've got parenting problems. I think that there's instances when spankings are administered lovingly that it's okay. Like
that
you say,
sounds so weird to me. I don't think that's.
I don't know what to tell you. I think a lot of parents do know exactly what I mean when they say it. I've never done it. I don't intend to do it. It's not our intention to look there. But you know, nor am I going to point fingers and call parents bad parents because they've chosen to use the option now and then.
I think a more interesting question is whether or not punishment is an effective means of changing behavior. Because it's not just, you know, spanking. It can be sitting them down in a corner or, some kind of,
timeout worked for me as a kid, and taking away privileges.
You just gave me a timeout earlier, so obviously timeouts perpetuate timeouts.
There you go, exactly. So, in fact, they go.
I don't think timeouts are going to work with my 3-year-old. I mean, he doesn't even understand what a timeout is. What am I going to do? Tie him? You want me to use duct tape? You want me to tie him up? I mean, I'm not going to be able to get him to stay in one place.
There are different things, Mark, that might work. Removing privileges, the article suggests here, in most cases, if you're spanking a 3-year-old, the child doesn't understand that spanking is the same thing as reasoning. It's best to take away a privilege that will have more of an impact than spanking the child. For example, if they do something wrong, take away their favorite TV show, and they'll better understand the consequences of their actions.
I honestly don't think he would understand that. He doesn't know what time it comes on. I mean, we've got a TiVo.
All kids are different. Aziza, I could look at her and raise one eyebrow like my grandmother did, and she would just feel so much shame and be like, I want to fix whatever it is so that mommy doesn't look at me like that.
My child will cry if I give him the daddy face and say,
maybe that's
attention. I mean, a lot of younger, one of the things that young children respond to, and animals as well, is attention from you, and a way to punish them is by turning your back to them, basically. Mm-hmm. And like, well, I'm not going to play with
back turning really, really works.
I like
with
that.
My
we
son.
Call it bad horse. And it's what herds of herds do with horses. When there is a young colt that is misbehaving, the mother leads and she turns her back on the colt, and all the other horses follow suit until it gets back in line, and then they take it back into the fold.
It's ostracism.
Yep.
Is basically what that is. Your thoughts are welcome on spanking. Is it something that you think is appropriate? And if not,
with children.
Yeah. Consensually with an adult, that's fine. I think it's a little strange, but, you know, people are into that. Anyway, your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. We've got a lot of them. The mobile site is there. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, quick access to our streams and podcasts and more. It's software like the new Liberty Radio app. It's completely free for you. m.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer. It's going to be happening starting on the 20th of June, going through the 26th. It's a week-long event now, and it's going to be huge. Mandrake is going to be there, George with his famous baklava, and all kinds of other folks vending different things, everything from food to, you know, handmade crafts and items. And there was a guy there last year doing leather working. And
yeah, that was really cool. And there are, you know, classes that you can sit in on, and you know, Alt Expo always has a really great tent set up where you can do all kinds of agorism, and
it's going to be a blast. And it's going to be in the woods at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire.
Very beautiful there.
It's incredibly.
Lancaster. It's very picturesque.
Right there in the White Mountains. I mean, it's just the view, you're right, it's stunning outside the campground. And so, you know, if you've got an RV, you can do it that way.
Buzz's Big Day Dance Party is going to be going off.
Part two, that's right. Yep. The 2011 version started out last year. And I unfortunately didn't make it last year. I'm totally not going to miss it this year. I had something else going on at the time. Yeah, lots of stuff.
So you didn't get to see me pole dancing.
I saw the video later on. And that's available on YouTube, by the way. I don't know what you searched. Was it mother, daughter?
There's no pole dancing on that one. That's all. That was just Taryn Lupo's little tagline. Thank you, Taryn.
So, definitely go to porkfest.com, get registered, and I believe the early bird registration has started. If not, it will be soon. So don't quote me on that one. Bookmark porkfest.com, and then we'll let you know for sure once the early bird registration has started. But it's not too early to get your campsite. You can also, you know, do that. I think Rogers is closed for the winter, but
you can
leave a message.
If you leave a message, they'll get back to you within a couple weeks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I left one a week ago, and I haven't heard back. So, but they will get back to you, and it's going to be huge. There were like 800 people there last year. This year, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, so maybe it's going to be 1,000 people, maybe more than that. Camping, there's actually a motel on the premises, so there's that possibility too. RVs, etc., whatever works best for you. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. Now, we were talking about spanking, and we certainly welcome your calls on this. And spanking children was the issue at hand at the first segment of this hour, but we kind of had a conversation during the break about, well, more consensual adult kind of spanking, and we'll, I guess, talk about that in a little bit. But let's go to Ed in Tennessee first. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Ed, in Tennessee.
How y'all doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight, Ed?
The spanking. And when you know the woman, the lady, would have the best comments on it. She says spanking's for lazy people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I used to tell people, you know, in all these talks, is the spanking. They want a whip. They want a hit. They want, you know, I tell them to use their brain, not their hand.
Now, Ed, you're from Tennessee, so have you ever gotten a what for?
A what?
A what fur?
No, I've never heard that term.
You've never heard
that? I might have
that?
Gotten one, but I don't know if I...
Well, what is it, Michelle?
Well, Brad Pitt made it rather famous to people outside of the region of Tennessee where I had heard it. But in the Inglorious Bastards, where he's like, I'm going to give you a what fur? And that's yeah. I was hoping that you'd heard of that and you could elaborate for us what that is.
No, I didn't want to get into the
West. You haven't told us what it is, Michelle. I mean, what is it?
That's the thing, is I'm not from Tennessee. It's a colloquialism from Tennessee.
Did you move here from Tennessee?
But I'm from the West Coast.
I see.
I was a transplant.
Gotcha.
You know, all y'all and what furs.
So did he not give the what fur in the movie? I haven't seen this film. I heard it's very good, though.
It's great, and he certainly gave him a what fur.
According to the Urban Dictionary, it is a form of retaliation, a payback, a retribution. If your mother comes home drunk from the PTA meeting one more time, I'm going to give her a what fur.
So it could be anything, then, any form of retaliation. Gotcha. So what else did you want to share tonight, Ed?
Okay, now, about the spanking. You know, I read these different studies that causes kids to have a lot of sexual problems, relationship problems, you know, when they get in their teenage years, but it depresses them and everything. And like, I don't know if one of y'all said it, but all hitting does is tell the kid that if you're bigger and you can hit, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, but another
Mike
thing.
Mike is right.
I reared my son. In my divorce, my son ended up living with me. And they were back there playing games and stuff all the time. They didn't smoke, drink, or anything. I'd go back. I'd fix them all something to eat. They wouldn't let me in. I'd knock on the door. I said, here's y'all's food. I'd just leave it outside the door. I'd go back by and look. The plates are in there. They've eaten the food. They push the plates back out empty. I try to get in. They say, get out of here, midget. we're doing this, we're doing that. But anyway, and why should I even bug them? And you're talking about a three-year-old, Mark. Don't whip any child. What are they going to do? What can a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Use your brain, not your hand.
You nailed it, Ed. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Moving on to the more adult version, certainly you're free to welcome to call in and talk about spanking children if you'd like at 800-259-9231. But the idea of adult spanking or worse, because things kind of go a little more crazy from there, right? Like, spanking's pretty common, I would say, likely in the bedroom, but where does it come from? Like, where does the desire to be hit? Where does that come from? What manifests? What experience does someone have as a young person that comes out in the bedroom in that way? Or worse, when you're dealing with whips and chains or whatever, ropes and that sort of thing.
I don't know.
I don't know about that part. I think there's a little bit of a sassy fascination with the idea of, being a bad girl and getting, punished. Being dominated. And when I've talked to, girlfriends, because we talk about everything, the consensus, though, is that we, and I'll speak for, women, mm-hmm. Actually do that because it seems to, excite the guy. It doesn't do anything for us.
I think it does do something for some people.
My girlfriends, really, who had said that they've, said, "Oh, give me a little swat, baby." More, to elicit a response from the guy. I'm not much.
See, it makes me uncomfortable.
I don't,
the whole idea of striking somebody. I'm willing to go ahead and play along with the smacking thing if that's what you really want to do.
Right.
But it makes me uncomfortable. And the further it goes from there, the more uncomfortable I'd get.
Absolutely.
I feel like we unfortunately have a generation of people who have been taught about sex through porn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what it's supposed to be like. Where to the point where you have girls. Young girls thinking that they need to holler and scream at the top of their voices in order to show that they're enjoying sex or that spanking is a good thing and just all the stuff that goes into it. I don't know. For me, I'm just not comfortable with any of that.
Yeah, it weirds me out. So I kind of have the same sensation.
But other people are that's the most important. It has to be. It's got to be a deviancy the real thorough stuff has to be very limiting on who you can date.
Where does it come from? If you are somebody who's into, BDSM, how did it start for you? 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. We've got the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. And you can edit virtually anything that's there. wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you are of college age and in college or just fresh out of it, there's some pretty interesting options available to you.
Yeah, you can intern for Liberty, make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking people who are in college, whether undergraduate or graduate or recently out of college. It's for their summer internship program. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. So if you're interested in journalism, many of the interns have gone on to ABC 2020, the Financial Times, the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Economist, and many more. Also, the public policy is for public policy institutes in Washington, D.C., and around the nation. And you can try out internships in those two types of places. They include a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. This, in a lot of ways, is going to be a summer job. It's the libertarianinternships.com. For more information, you can sign up there to receive updates and reminders. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. If you'd like to share with us maybe your story, what was it that got you started? If you're into, you know, the BDSM scene, which, you know, is kind of a violent scene, and I don't understand it personally, but some people are really into it. Some people, you know, Mark, you'd, I think, asked the question, you felt like it maybe limited their choices as far as their sexual partners are concerned, and
I would think that it's deviancy. I mean, it takes the normal segment of population and that would be eligible and just squeezes it right down to a small amount.
Well, luckily we have the internet, and I'm sure that helps
a
lot.
It does.
They have these things called munches.
What?
Which are their get-togethers, essentially, that happen in various different areas across the country. Maybe one or more in the city near you. It's low-pressure, according to Wikipedia, low-pressure social gathering for people involved in or interested in BDSM, usually at a restaurant. When available, they use a private room. The purpose is for socializing, though some have announcements from local organizations. They often help those who are curious about the lifestyle meet others who may be able to help them become more comfortable and better informed. So this is one way that people can go and meet one another in person get to know one another and who knows do what else after the munch is over.
Apparently.
So the masochist said to the sadist, "Hit me." Sadist said, "No."
So I just think it's interesting what people's personal stories are. Was there something in your past that kind of created this for you to where it manifested into this interest down the line? Or are you just going to say that, nope, I just got into it for whatever reason? I mean, how does that actually transpire? What is the path that one goes down? I'm sure there are multitudes of paths.
I'm not convinced that it's something from your past. I'm not convinced because, like, my parents never put their tongue in my mouth, but I really like to kiss, you know? So it's like, you know?
Yeah, but that's not unusual, right? I mean, it's how?
Right?
That's not deviant. Kissing isn't a deviant behavior.
I have to agree with Ian on that.
Yeah,
one.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
So usually there's something that started. There was one guy that I was talking to who was I don't think this is, well, maybe it is BDSM. Like, would being tied up be considered that? I guess it would be, right? Anyway, my understanding that he was watching this magic show or something like that, where the magician was getting tied up in a straitjacket. And essentially, you know, got out of that, and he was a little kid at the time, and he thought that was really cool and wanted to do magic, and so he wanted to.
He got excited, which he equated to arousal, maybe.
Well, actually, it's my understanding that he got himself tied up, apparently, in an attempt to, you know, try to learn how to do this and practice, basically, and did it without his parents around, so they didn't know. And apparently at one point he, you know, whilst attempting to get out, managed to arouse himself. And that was what started it. Like, his interest in being into magic ended up kind of connecting with sexuality by total accident.
Wow.
And from that point on, it spiraled into even more interest in being restrained.
Well,
it didn't just stop there. It, went beyond that to where he was expressing to me that, you know, it's not just being restrained that's enough for him now. Now he wants to be taken against his will. He wants to be kidnapped, basically.
I absolutely do see how that can, you know, how you go a little further and a little further and a little further, and you need to take up the intensity. If your sexual proclivity is driven by adrenaline, you know, I think I think it's a much different thing if your interest in when you're having sex, if what you're interested in is communicating affection to someone or, you know,
that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in pleasing my partner, and it's hard for me to get that somebody could be pleased by being, you know, put into a painful circumstance.
Well, I think we're going out on a thin limb trying to assume that we know what it's like for other folks and their, proclivities. I don't understand them.
Did I say I knew what it was like? I'm asking.
No, you're saying,
what is it like? Please call and share.
You're saying, you know, something like, you know, you're trying to communicate affection and things like, so are they. You know, they're trying to do that.
When you're being beaten to the point of being bruised and bleeding, that's affection? That's what I'm confused about, Mark.
I understand.
Somebody going to tell me that that's showing affection? I mean, I suppose it's affectionate, and that's, you're giving somebody what they want. You're both consenting, and so.
At what expense, though? I mean, that would just, it would pain me to.
That's the idea.
But it would pain me to hit somebody.
Right, that you care about.
Yeah.
Right? So 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Allie, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Allie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Allie.
I was just listening to your conversation about spanking, and I was originally calling to talk about, like, the spanking children, but I actually don't think that you're saying that you thought it was really uncommon, and still, you know, people who, you know, are into that they would have a hard time finding people who, you know, would share in that interest. I actually don't think it would be that uncommon, to be honest.
Necessarily spanking. I would say spanking is like the lowest end of this, so it's probably far more common. But, you know, whips and chains and beating somebody until they're bleeding, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, yeah, that'd probably be. You probably are more limited if you're, like, really into that. But
I saw an episode of Sex and the City where the boyfriend of the main character there, the protagonist. I can't remember any of these characters' names or the actors and actresses. I don't know. But he was trying to get the main character to take him into the shower and urinate on him.
And that's fairly uncommon, I would imagine.
You know, I would have, how tough is that conversation to bring up? You know, I mean, you'd almost have to go to a group of people that understand this to be able to, I can't even imagine asking that question.
So Allie, you're saying that, I mean, is this something that you're into personally?
No, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I think I'm, you know, have a pretty normal, like, healthy attitude towards sex, but I was just, you know, I heard you guys saying that if you're into, you thought that spanking was kind of made you uncomfortable, but I think that a lot of people, you know, if you, like if you meet someone and they're open with something like that, that it wouldn't be like something that would make a majority of the people uncomfortable, you know, and like to a degree. I think if, you know, you're saying, oh, let me get my, you know, ball and chain out, it might be kind of like, oh.
I also think, you know, I think you're kind of hinting at this, that intent is a big factor. I mean, if while you are in the throes and everything, and he's behind you, and all of a sudden he gives you a little swat, and you, you know, kind of thing, and there's this surprise thing, and it's not a pain thing, but rather like a whatever.
Yeah, is it a pain thing for you, Ellie?
That's much different than, I'm coming after you, and I'm going to whack you, you know?
Hmm.
I think there's like a kind of a thin line between pleasure and pain for a lot of people. You know, it's just, I think it's a matter of stimulation. It's just another form of stimulation. I mean, there are people that, my boyfriend actually does tattoos. And so, you know, there are a lot of people that they get tattoos and they just get like really addicted to it. You know,
it's
they
true.
Just, they crave the pain. And I think it's, for some people, it's sort of a thin line between.
Do you feel that? Well, if you have more questions, if you don't mind, can you hang on and we will bring you back for this conversation? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments here. If you're already on hold, that is. If you're not, well, you're probably not going to make it on here at this point. So freetalklive.com is where you can go to interact with the various different online features of the show. You can go there and you'll notice that it's all for free. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board too, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to be a Free Talk Live amplifier and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue here talking about the world of the BDSM folks and I guess the lighter side of that, which is like there's a whole spectrum, right? There's like a spectrum of like really, really wild and crazy, and then there's spanking. Like that's kind of the lightest end. And just like where does it come from? How does it manifest? Is there something in your past that that brings this about? And Allie was on the line saying that she believes there is a fine line between pleasure and pain, talking about how some folks, when they're getting tattooed, even though there's pain involved, they're also, it's very addictive for some people, and they keep coming back, getting more and more and more. And it's not because they have necessarily, it's not the fact that they have artwork on their skin, it's the actual process that is the pleasure, I guess, painful slash pleasureful process. Is that what you're saying, Allie?
Yeah, I think some people, you know, they really hate it, like they hate the whole process of getting tattooed, but I know that some people, you know, they'll get anything just for just to have like the needle in their arm or wherever on them, you know.
And do you feel like those people might be more likely to be the BDSM types?
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you believe there's something like, you know, in their history, or maybe in your own personal experiences, was there something that led down that road of maybe appreciating that fine line better?
I don't know that it's necessarily something, you know, like I think you're kind of hinting at, like, is it something during childhood? Maybe, like, you know, I don't think, because the, you know, like my boyfriend, for instance, he has lots of tattoos and he's not, you know, into like lots of SM stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. but, you know, he didn't have like, you know, it's not like abusive parents or anything like that. I don't think it's, I think maybe it's just, you know, it kind of surprises me to hear you guys say that you're really uncomfortable with that, because I thought that everyone sort of like, you know, a little bit, or like, you know, just, you know,
no.
I think most people
No, it just
are sort
weirds
of,
me out. That's all. I mean,
I like to be kissed and cuddled and caressed and petted and all that, though.
I'm willing to go to a certain point, like Mark had suggested earlier, but, you know, doesn't do anything for me, I can tell you that. So, Allie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The reason I ask is because, you know, I know somebody who's into this, and he had told me that he believes that it was his dad that had something to do with it. His dad being, not that he, you know, they did anything sexual, but his dad being violent, not necessarily towards him, but just a generally angry, you know, violent character and growing up in that home.
Which manifests, so that is actually very typical of women who are raped, not before or after, but during their sexual the 13 to 14 year old, you know,
puberty.
Thank you, puberty. And the thing is what they've determined is that women try to then place themselves in a situation where they can control the outcome so that they can relive the experience, but they can control it and they can stop it at any time. And so there seems to be a connection for women who are raped when
I just find it all very fascinating, and I think Allie may be right that spanking may be fairly common. I believe that to be true, that said, let's continue with your thoughts. And go to Ishtar, listening in Illinois, our brand newest member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Hey, Ishtar.
Hi. I'm from Europe, and BDSM is way more mainstream there than it is here in the States. I mean, people have less of a hang-up about anything to do with sex. And I've actually got a couple of really good friends who are into BDSM. And one of them is masochistic, and she goes to clubs and stuff like that. And she actually took me along once, and I watched it happen and stuff like that. I mean, it's like it's normal there. It's like a normal bar, but people do a little bit more. And the way she explained masochism to me always made a lot of sense to me is, it's kind of the same thing as people who like really hot and spicy food. I mean, if you eat really hot chili peppers, it will burn your mouth. But at the same time, you still get some satisfaction from eating that spicy food.
I see where you're coming from. That makes sense.
And it gets endorphins flowing and stuff like that. And, I mean, you guys mentioned before, like, beating till you're black and blue and blood and stuff like that. The club that I went to that one night, I mean, nothing that I see there was actually come close to anything of that level. Most of it is, it's very, very, very soft. And what they actually do is they call it a warm up, and they'll start up soft and basically get your skin kind of used to the feeling and get your endorphins going so you get on a kind of natural high. And then because you get on that natural high, the intensity level, like, slowly creeps up, and then people who are able to take a lot more than they're able to take when you just go in. And
so would you say that there is some sort of an escalation factor for a lot of folks, that they'll start at a certain point and then they'll, you know, take it to a new level over time?
Well, I don't necessarily know that is true, but for some people, yeah. I mean, I think when you ask questions like that about anything, BDSM or something like drugs or something like that, you're always going to find people who start with marijuana and end up doing heroin, but that doesn't necessarily mean that anybody who starts doing marijuana will end up at the extremes of heroin. And
so what about you, Ishtar? I mean, when you went to this club, was it like an eye-opening experience for you? Was it did you say, yeah, I want to try this, or what was your experience?
Well, maybe not to those levels, but I think most people have, like, experimented some in the bedroom with, like, things like tickling and blindfolds and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've tried some stuff, but I'm not a masochist. And, I mean, I don't even like spicy food. So.
I love spicy food.
Oh, man, I can only imagine people combining their sex life with hot sauce.
That sounds like a really bad idea.
Thank you for the call tonight.
I'm even more uncomfortable with that.
Let's talk to Rob, listening in New Hampshire. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob.
I actually come from the perspective of somebody who's not into BDSM, but somebody who was actually previously married to somebody who was.
That must have been difficult.
Yeah, actually it was, because I completely agree with you, Ian, and that it makes me, you know, really uncomfortable.
Were you married before you found out that your partner was into that?
No.
Okay.
No, and you know, it was one of those things where I, wanting to please my partner, I decided to, you know, try it out.
You played along, sure. Who would have to, right?
I mean, right,
you know,
right.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly. You know, unfortunately, at one point what happened was I kind of started pulling the whole kind of, like, you know, who's your daddy routine. And this ended up being a trigger for her because she had been repeatedly molested by her uncle when she was younger. And I didn't know about this.
Yeah,
so,
and
I mean,
how could you know that too?
Yeah.
If you're not told.
Well, and that's kind of why I'm calling, was because, I mean, and I don't want to point this as to the thing that that broke down our marriage. There was a lot of reasons why we were bad to one another, but it's really difficult for the person on the other end if you're not very specific about, you know, what it is that you want out of that.
I think that's generally a very important thing for all sexual relations.
It's absolutely
to be very
true.
Specific, communicate. If something's wrong, let them know, let her know, whatever. Get it right.
Yeah, you've got to communicate with your partner.
But if it's something like that where you know, you have a trigger, then it's something you need to be upfront with right away because, you know, after that incident, it pretty much kind of ruined intimacy for us.
Mm. Yep.
And,
thanks for sharing that. Anything else you wanted to get out there?
Well, as far as, you know, going back to kind of like the history of it, I mean, I do find it interesting that, you know, that she was molested by her uncle, and then she also claimed that her previous husband had beaten her, and then we didn't part on good terms, and after we parted, she ended up going around to all of our mutual friends and telling them that I beat her.
Oh,
that was the
Yeah, that's another thing that sort of scares me about this whole thing is, you know, you ask me for a good old beating, and then when I finally go ahead and give it to you, then I'm the beater, you know?
And even then, I really didn't even really, like, get really into it, you know? It was just kind of like, you know, just the light stuff like spanking and yanking on the hair and stuff like that. It really,
good hair tug. Now that's a different story.
Oh, really? About time. Thanks, Rob, for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Michelle.
I just find it very, very interesting.
Fascinating stuff, no doubt.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.